Chapter 4. Strange Outlaws. As the group moves through the forest, one of the prisoners escapes. He is one of Cedric's servants. As this servant runs through the forest, he meets Loxley. "What is wrong?" Loxley asks. "Why are you running?"
"Sir, my master, Cedric the Saxon, has been captured by outlaws,"
the servant says.
"Outlaws?"
Loxley asks.
"That cannot be true. Let me go and see."
Loxley goes into the dark forest. Soon, he returns.
"Those men are not outlaws," says Loxley. "They are soldiers who wear the clothing of outlaws. I know where they are going. However, we need help to save your master. Follow me."
Loxley hurries off with Cedric's servant right behind him. Soon, they come to a large tree. Suddenly, Loxley and the servant are surrounded by a group of men. Each man has a bow and arrow. And all the arrows are pointed at Loxley and the servant.
"Easy, men," Loxley says. "No need for alarm."
The men know this is the voice of their leader. They all put down their weapons. As the men come closer, the servant sees that they are real outlaws. He thinks that Loxley must be their leader, and he is right. However, there is something very strange about these outlaws. Why do they want to help a Saxon nobleman?
"Listen, men,"
Loxley says.
"Soldiers have captured Cedric the Saxon and his friends. The soldiers are taking them to the castle of Reginald Front de Boeuf. We must help them. Go tell all the men of the forest to come quickly."
Loxley's men leave to call together all the outlaws. Loxley takes Cedric's servant to the house of the friar. Loxley is surprised when he sees the Black Knight in the friar's house. That is because the friar is really an outlaw, and outlaws do not like knights. Cedric's servant is surprised when the friar changes his clothes for the clothing of an outlaw. Strange things are happening deep in the English forest.